In France, a workplace bullying trial is wrapping up tomorrow. The case is before a criminal court in Paris, and the details are pretty grim. It starts 10 years ago when France Telecom wanted to downsize. But under the country's generous labor laws, workers at the former national phone company had jobs for life. So the executives there allegedly tried to make the workers' lives as miserable as possible so they'd quit. But instead, some of the workers took their own lives. At least 35 France Telecom employees committed suicide. And now their former bosses are on trial. Sarah Waters is a professor of French studies at Leeds University in the UK, and her research focuses on work suicides in France. What is the allegation exactly about France Telecom? How bad were conditions that workers killed themselves?
At France Telecom, there was a very particular situation in which when the company privatized back in the 1990s, it had a strategic plan to cut 22,000 jobs in the space of 3 years. But what happened was it found it couldn't get rid of the staff by legal formal means because its staff had protected status. They were public service employees, which meant they couldn't be legally fired. So what the bosses did was they put in place a set of more perverse psychological strategies to try to push the staff to leave of their own accord.
Like what kind of tactics?
In some cases, they forced workers to move from jobs 300 miles away in new cities. In other cases, you had workers who were demoted. You had highly skilled engineers and technicians who were forced to work in call centers on the phone lines. You have other cases of employees who were forgotten. A branch would close and staff would move to a new office, but particular workers wouldn't be told and they would find themselves left behind in an empty office.
So do you believe 35 suicides is all there were?
Well, according to trade unions, there were far more suicides. 35 suicides were selected by lawyers to go through the courts, but there were a far greater number of suicides. In fact, the trade unions recorded 60 suicides between 2006 and 2010. One of the interesting elements in the case is that trade unions were aware very early on what was going on, and they decided to record each suicide that was taking place. So every time an employee took his or her own life, they made a record of that because at the time, management was in complete denial about what was going on.
Why didn't these employees just quit?
That's an interesting question. The employees who took their own lives had a similar profile. These were employees who'd worked at the company for over 30 years. They were mostly in their 50s. They defined themselves in relation to their job. And so all of a sudden, they found that their professional life was turned upside down. And it not only affected their work, but their whole sense of who they were. These guys had been very much brought up in the idea of French public service, that you're working on behalf of the nation, you are performing in your job a service for the French nation.
So, Sarah, what are France's generous labor laws that the bosses at France Telecom were allegedly trying to get around, and why does France have them?
So, France has a tradition of providing stable, protected jobs, good salaries, good pensions, steady income. That has been the traditional labor model in France. There isn't necessarily for the employee great career opportunities. They're not going to be promoted very rapidly. But what you have in exchange is security, is a job for life. And so this is a very typical and traditional French model, which, of course, is now undergoing very rapid change because of the labor laws put in place by President Hollande and then by Emmanuel Macron, because they now want to undo this labor model because they feel that it is unattractive for the global economy. It is unattractive for foreign investment. It dissuades companies from hiring people because the labor laws are seen to be so rigid.
I would think this case would sway public opinion in France to Emmanuel Macron's side, undoing France's labor laws. Am I right?
No, I don't think so. I think that people feel that what needs to happen now is that there needs to be greater consideration for the individual worker. You have to remember that in France, it wasn't just France Telecom which was affected by suicides. There were also suicides in the banks, in supermarkets. At Disneyland in Paris, there was a spate of worker suicides. So not only did suicides affect protected workers, they also affected insecure workers in other companies. So I don't think the suicides were caused by the labor protections in place. What happened was almost a perverse response to them.
Are work suicides a bigger problem in France than in other countries?
Well, what I would say is that in France, work suicides have been far more visible. They have received far more attention in the media and in political life. We have to remember that in France, the companies which were worst affected were previously state-owned companies where the state was involved. The government sat on the board of directors. The government was the main shareholder in France Telecom when the suicides were taking place. Mm. So work suicide in France has been politicized. It has been the focus of intense media attention. But this does not mean that work suicide rates are higher in France than anywhere else.
With the Telecommunication Workers Labor Union of France documenting many of these suicides, what is your prognosis for France's labor laws and the trial?
I think what is important about this case is that it's the first time that individual bosses have been held personally criminally responsible for their management decisions. And this will have huge repercussions for other multinational corporations. You can't simply put an employee under intense pressure and require them to meet impossible targets. You can't do that. Employers need to take on board the holistic human dimension of a worker or an employee and not push them into the ground.
Professor Sarah Waters at Leeds University, her focus of study is work suicides in France. Thank you.
Thank you very much.